1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Some place to go for the holidays and you're just tired of cooking, why not come down to Tangent Beverly Hills and have yourself that deep-fried all-day pork loin.
Here at Tess, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
This portion of Tangent Beverly Hills, this portion of the Phil Hendry Show, I should say, is brought to you by Tangent Beverly Hills. Ted joins us. It is the time of year, Ted, when we start talking about the fundraising, charitable fundraising, and I know that you've been involved so much in the last 5-6 years with raising money for underprivileged youth. Tell us about the fundraising you're doing this year and where it's going to be going to.
Phil, I thank you very much for that. First of all, one of the reasons I guess you could say that I'm a successful businessman is that I am an honest man and I tell people when I am fundraising, when we are raising money, and I get personally involved. I tell them exactly what people, I guess, want to hear. I am honest. And every year, as you know, Phil, we raise money for charity, but we don't do it by appealing to people's sympathy. I think people feel they're being conned when you do that, when you break out the hearts and flowers. What I do with my charitable appeals is I simply speak the truth to people. I tell them what they know. And the unfortunate aspect, Phil, is that when you speak truthfully to people, 9 times out of 10, you have to tell them the average American is rather cheap and self-centered. And a lot of people think, I guess, the world begins and ends with themselves and their own kids. And so we do. We appeal to them on that level.
Now, I know that you do call-outs, don't you? Don't you use telephone appeals?
Yes, we do, Phil.
And you have raised money in the past for a variety of organizations, everything from the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. You have your own philanthropy there in Beverly Hills. This year, you are building recreation centers?
We're building a recreation site for underprivileged kids and for the elderly as well, Phil. It is hopefully it'll be one of the most beautiful 18-hole golf courses that these kids will have access to, as well as the elderly.
Now, you're doing call-outs, meaning you're calling the homes, right?
We do what is called, people don't like phone solicitation. We call it phone compassion, calling people and asking for their donations.
Now, you said that when you call people up and you ask them for money, you don't try to say that this is for the good of the kids. You're not using sympathy. You use honesty by telling the people that they're cheap.
Well,
because you said that you tell people they are cheap and self-centered.
What we do, Phil, we do our telephone appeal. I begin by saying, hi, I'm Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Now, right off the bat, people don't usually like phone solicitations, do they?
That is true, Phil. They don't, and with good reason. When they know it's me, they do take the time to listen because I'm a well-known businessman in the area. And I start in by saying that we are building a golf course in Agoura, California, and that may very well be used by underprivileged youth and elderly people. And we do need donations. And then I tell them, I say, look, I'm not going to con you. I'm not going to tell you that you're a generous person, and I'm not going to try to appeal to your sympathy. You know, and I know, and this is me talking to them,
right,
that you're cheap, that you are...
Man.
No, what I do, I say, you know and I know that you are cheap, that you care about yourself and your family and the rest of the world could probably go straight to hell. And then I say, maybe this year, instead of it being focused on your own trivial life, you might give $5, $2, $50 to put a smile on a child's face. And it might be the first time in your life. I mean, I go for the... Phil, I've never pulled punches in my business life or in my private life, and I certainly don't do it in my fundraising.
So you call people up and tell them they're cheap, and you expect them to give you money.
And they do.
They do. How much did you raise last year toward the course?
We raised $15 million. I'll tell you why they do, Phil. It's because people appreciate, number one, just the honesty of it, but more than that, they appreciate learning. People love to learn. And when you tell them, you know something, you may have a very high opinion of yourself, but you are actually a cheap and probably very low moral person. Am I right or am I wrong? Am I warm? Am I cold? And 9 times out of 10, people will say, you know what, I'm probably not the best person I could be. You're right.
We're talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills here on The Phil Henry Show about fundraising. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Ted is raising money for a youth golf course. And he does it on the phone, and he does it by telling people quite honestly that he believes they're cheap, that he believes that they are selfish, that he believes they're self-centered. And maybe if they'd like to do something different in their lives, like actually thinking about somebody other than themselves, he has a charity that they might like to donate to. I got to tell you something, Ted, and our number is 1-800-449-8686. I don't think that I would appreciate it.
No, you don't think you would, Phil, but I can guarantee you, when you talk to a man, and I wouldn't appreciate it either for most people, but because I am a successful businessman, because I have a record of success in my own life, people will listen. And you may not think you appreciate it.
Yeah, but calling me up and telling me that I'm cheap and telling me that I am a self-centered. You admitted to me that you brought a woman to tears. Did you keep calling her back?
No, what happened, Phil, was this. She hung up on me because I had said something that probably was very close to the truth. Otherwise, why would she hang up? And it's not a difficult thing to do. I can tell you this. I told the young lady that it's possible that she'd had an abortion in her life and was probably feeling very guilty about it. Now, why did I know this? I knew it because she was in her 50s, and most women in their 50s in America have had an abortion because it was from that period of time when you were allowed to. And I told her, why not try to get rid of that guilt and give $50 to our building fund? Well, I'll tell you something, Phil. It hit her right between the eyes. She indeed had an abortion. And I said, well, that was a no-brainer because she was something like 52. I said, any woman that's 52 has probably in her life conducted herself in a very, in terms of her sexual life, in a very low and unprincipled way.
Can I ask you something? Don't people find this judgmental?
No, well, they do at first, Phil, but then I think they realize the truth of it. And, again, I'm Ted Bell. I'm one of the preeminent businessmen in this area. I know people. And I don't pull any punches, Phil. I know people, and I can tell you right now, when I tell you something about yourself, it's darn near true. I can tell you that. Sometimes the truth hurts, but realizing the truth about yourself is very cathartic, and that's when the giving can begin.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on The Phil Henry Show. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills is with us. We're talking about him giving money to, or raising money, I should say, for charity to build a golf course. The problem that we're having here, Ted, and the problem that you had last year with this lady that you brought to tears is that while you did get the $50 donation from her and you were right about her having an abortion, you had called her back several times. She complained that the behavior was harassing. And I have to say...
Well, no, we didn't call her back several times, Phil. We called her back once or twice. That's all.
I mean, do you continually call people back if they hang up on you?
Well, we do, yeah, because if someone hangs up on me, that's just simply the proof that I've hit the nail on the head.
Well, wait a minute. If you call somebody back a number of times, isn't that torturous business practice?
I'm sorry?
Isn't that a torturous business practice?
No, not if you just call back twice, because you can always say that, well, I thought I got disconnected, something like that. If people hang up on me... Let me tell you this, Phil. If somebody hangs up on me, that's like you might as well be playing catch in the cradle with the devil. In other words, it's not a good idea. What I say to people, though, if you're too cheap to give $5 or $10 or $50 to help build a golf course for the kids and the elderly, then it's very likely you're cheap with your own kids and with your own parents. And may God help them. And then I hang up. And 9 times out of 10, that gets to him as well. So we got a lot of different ways of going about this.
All right.
And by the way, Phil, the only reason people hang up is because they find it hard to hear how cheap they are.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Ted Bell here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Got into a little bit of trouble last year. He does a lot of phone solicitation for charities, but he doesn't appeal to people's sympathy. He doesn't say, hey, you know what, wouldn't you like to help a kid? He basically tells people that they're cheap, self-centered, and if they're a certain kind of woman, in the case of this one lady last year, you probably had an abortion and you probably feel guilty about it, so why not give money to our charity? I don't have any problem with it, but what I told Janice was this. Man, that calling back three or four times. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Taking talk radio to the next level. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Talking to Art Griego, who is... Art Griego. We have Art Griego coming up in a flashback. I got Ted Bell on. Ted, are you there?
I'm right here, Phil.
All right, Ted, you were telling us that in fundraising annually, you do something that you feel is not done by anybody in the fundraising field. You use complete and utter honesty.
That is exactly correct, Phil. And we're very proud of the work that we do. And we're very proud of the money that we've been able to raise for charity.
All right, and in so doing, though, you tell people they're cheap, that if they're a woman in her 40s or 50s, she's most probably had an abortion, and so therefore feels guilty, and so she should give to assuage her guilt. In other words, you use every kind of fundraising technique that is the opposite of what we're used to.
Absolutely. That's what makes me Ted Bell. I think at the bottom line, Phil, what we're talking about is I'm Ted Bell. I'm a businessman in Beverly Hills, California. I own one of the most successful restaurants in America. And as such, I think what I do is always a little bit different.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, asking you, our listeners, to check in with Ted Bell on a kind of a charitable fundraising that is very, very different. Debbie, go ahead.
Listen, I think, Ted, whoever you are, I am calling from Canada.
Well, I'm Ted Bell. I own a restaurant in Beverly Hills, California.
You are a proper idiot, Ted. You know why? You hurt people's feelings. That's what you do.
How much do you give to charity? How much do you give to charity? That's right. That's right. So you don't give any money to charity. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, so you don't give any money to charity.
Listen, I do give to charity.
How much?
I give to the Heart and Stroke Foundation. I give to the hospitals in Toronto, Canada. And I give...
Well, I'm not talking about $5 here and $5 there.
No, listen.
I'm talking about some serious money here.
I give serious money. But if someone were to call me on the phone and speak to me the way you speak to me, sweetheart, you ain't getting a penny. And if you call me back, I'll call Homeland Security and have you arrested.
So in other words, it's all about you, huh? It's all about you, and it's not about the charity. That's the point I'm trying to make.
No.
It's all about you.
No, it's not the way to approach people. If you want some money, you'll be nice, good, and
people. Well, Ted, why insult people when you call them up?
Because, Phil, it proves that if people get their feelings hurt, they don't care how many hungry children there are. They're not going to give any money. You see what I'm saying? So it proves the point that Debbie is selfish. Now, I know she doesn't think she's selfish, but she is.
I am not.
She won't give any money to anybody unless someone kisses her butt. Well, Ted Bell doesn't do that. Ted Bell only gives money to people who are honest enough to look at themselves and say, I'm a miserable human being. I'm cheap. I only care about myself and my own family. I barely care about my own family. And, yes, I am a 50-year-old woman who's had an abortion.
That's none of your business anyway.
Well, you know you have.
Oh, But you shouldn't be like that with people.
Well, I think I've hit it.
But it doesn't matter who you are.
But you know I'm telling the truth. You know I'm telling the truth.
No, you're not. You're not speaking the truth.
Debbie, are you giving at this time of year when these charities need it the most, or are you spoiling your greedy kids and couch potato husbands? What are you doing?
I have one kid who's 30 years old. Okay? And I am giving to all kinds of charities.
And what does your son do?
At the end of the year, I give to the Sick Children Foundation.
And how much money do you send to your son every month?
$70, $75 a month.
To your bum son. Thank you.
You see how you are so idiotic?
You got a 30-year-old son and you're sending him money?
No, I'm not sending money to my son.
You just said you send him 70 bucks a month.
No. Charity.
She said she sends to charity.
No, she said she sends her bum son 70 bucks a month.
I don't have a son in any ways. I have a daughter.
You said you had a 30-year-old son.
She's very educated and she is holding a proper job. I don't have to look after her. Okay?
Did you abort your other children or what happened to them?
Hey, listen.
Oh, man.
It was God's will. And don't speak to people like that. You're just ignorant.
I
don't care who the hell Ted Bell is. He's a jackass.
My name is Ted Bell. I own Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Ted's my ass. Honestly, somebody should shoot you.
Shoot me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on for a minute. Now, hold on. This is getting out of control. Let me ask a question here.
Look, Debbie, are you going to give 50 bucks to the Ted Bell Foundation or not?
No!
Well, then why am I wasting my time with you?
All right, look, thank you. Ted...
Look, Phil, I'm not telling you that this isn't an unusual technique, what I do. But I am telling you that it is effective, because if I say to you, you are cheap, and you get your feelings hurt, you don't give me money, I've proved my point.
So, in other words, people should give to you despite the fact that you insult them, because if they don't, it means that they're too petty to overlook your insults.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the whole point of charity, charitable fundraising, is not to show people the truth about themselves. It's to get money, I guess.
So in other words, I'm supposed to kiss somebody's rear end. Is that it? No, I don't do that. Ted Bell doesn't do that. Ted Bell shows people the truth. When you give money to Ted Bell, you get in return. You get truth about yourself. And that, to me, is a far, far better deal than any deal you're going to get from United Way or from Boys and Girls Clubs or anything else.
All right, let's psychodrama this, as they like to say. Okay?
All right.
I'm sitting at home. The phone rings.
Okay.
So go ahead and give me the pitch.
So you're answering the phone.
I'm answering the phone. Ding, hello.
Yes, sir. How are you? I'm Ted Bell with Ted's of Beverly Hills. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Can I ask your name?
Can I ask you what this is about first?
Yes, sir. Of course. We are going to be trying in the next few minutes to ask you for a donation for our youth recreation center that we're building in West Los Angeles. And I just wanted to know if you had it in your heart to overcome your greed and your selfishness this year and give to our charity.
Greed and selfish. Are you calling me greedy?
I am, yes. I'm calling you greedy. I'm calling you selfish. I don't know you. I've never met you before, but if you're an average American, you're also pretty cheap, willing to spend all kinds of money on yourself, but when it comes to your neighbors, forget it.
Okay, well, I'm hanging up on you. Goodbye. Click. So then I hang up. So then what do you do?
Then we call back, and I call back, and I say, hello, sir, this is Ted Bell. You just hung up on me. I'd like to say this much. Your wife is probably in her 40s, and if she is, she's had an abortion, so you've got a lot to live down. And, then basically I hang up.
Well, then you didn't get my money, did you?
But one thing I did give you, even though I didn't get your money, is the truth about yourself. You're a cheap creep, because I just proved it to you.
gee, thanks a lot, Ted. Thanks for that little bit of sunshine. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Born again. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we got Art Griego from Friday's show talking about how he loves to spend time with little kids. He loves to spend time hanging around young people. And guys like Michael Jackson make it really, really tough for him. He's got no sexual interest in them. He just finds public toilets to be a great place to meet the youth of America.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Yes, I have a son that is 12 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just want you to know that if he was to walk out of a public restroom and told me that a strange man tried to hug, kiss, or take pictures of him, that person would probably catch a baseball bat to the back of the head when he came out of the store.
Well, now, wait a minute. What did I do that's so bad?
You put your hands on my child. Children have been taught forever.
But if he looks depressed...
Now, hold on a minute.
What if you just yelled at him and he's depressed?
Well, you know what? You're not going to help that much. You're probably going to scare him.
Well, I
Children get in trouble by their parents. That does not mean that they need a stranger putting their hands on them and scaring them and going against what they have been taught all their life growing up.
I can tell you, Sonia, that when I was a young man and I got down, the public toilet at the international airport was a great...
Whoa, wait a minute. I can't... This is Phil Henry, Sonia. I can't keep going down this public toilet place, okay?
Well, the lady said she's going to take a baseball bat to my head.
And your 25-inch arms wouldn't matter.
Well, I got to tell you something, Sonia. Once you get a look at the guns that I've got...
I'm not impressed.
You're not impressed?
You seem more impressed by yourself than anybody else is, so... Why don't you stick to yourself?
Well, I'm not trying to intimidate anybody, ma'am. People have
Well, that's all you've said the whole show, though.
Wait a second. I have been threatened with physical violence, and
I
got to tell you,
carry it through.
Well, ma'am, I'll tell you this: if you swung a bat at the guns that I've got,
until it hit you,
ma'am, if you swung a bat at my guns, I'd break it.
I promise you, it wouldn't be at your arms.
Well, where are you going to hit me? The head? How tall are you?
Oh, well, I'm tall enough to hit your head.
Well, ma'am, I could tell you, you'd be thrilled to see a Polaroid of me and your son flexing together or whatever because you'd know that the boy is being treated properly.
You know what? My child is treated properly, and he doesn't need strangers coming up to him in the bathroom.
Yeah, wait a minute. What do you mean flexing together?
A lot of times the kids will ask me about weightlifting, and I'll take my shirt off and show them. I mean, it's not... But see,
you take your
like
shirt off in a public bathroom and take pictures with them?
Okay, but to a woman
that doesn't sound a little strange to you?
See, your mind is
Maybe your mind's whack.
No, I think your mind is in the gutter if you're thinking about that.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's the best place for parents to have their minds when it comes to people like you.
So, in other words, just because I take my shirt off and take off another boy's shirt in a public bathroom and we take pictures of each other, that's sexual.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Yeah, you're right, Art. It's funny how people's minds just make a leap. All right, I got some business to take care of here. Number one, I got to tell you that tomorrow night, December the 23rd, from 9 to 11, we're going to be at Dave & Buster's at the Block at Orange. That's 20 City Boulevard West in Orange. And we'll be signing copies of the new Phil Henry Best Of CD, The Death of Talk Radio. And we'll be there, as I say, from 9 to 11. You have to be 21 or older to get in. If you're not 21 or older, you got to be escorted by a 25-year-old chaperone. Just as soon, if you're under the age of 21, that you stay home. I got nothing against you. Just I hate having to read that over and over again. If you're 21 and you're not 21, escorted by a 25-year-old chaperone, why not just say you got to be escorted by an adult? Also, tomorrow, on our show, the first annual Dumbass of the Year Awards. It'll be our third annual webcast, and if you'd like to see the webcast, if you want to see us do our show... all you have to do is go to www.philhenryshow.com. That's www.philhenryshow.com. And sign up for the webcast. It's only $6.95. That's tomorrow. And during that webcast, we will hand out the first ever Dumbass of the Year Awards live from the Kodak Theater in Hollywood. Now, remember that we've got seven or eight different categories in Dumbass of the Year. African-American, Caucasian, television star, movie star, politician, I think. We also have male, female, and some other. And then the overall Dumbass of the Year award itself. So there's going to be plenty to be a part of. And that will be tomorrow, during our webcast, 4 to 7 Pacific. Our email address is phs@philhendryshow.com. And coming up, we've got our memory lane from Christmas of last year.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, it's time for a walk down memory lane here on the Phil Hendry Show. And this is from John Jeddick. And John writes, "Hi, Phil. Don't know if you'll be able to play this one or not, but my most favorite Christmas bit was K-Hung, K-H-U-N-G, with Johnny Hangle. One of the most brilliant things you've ever done. I count at least a dozen different voices in this parody of a radio bit. The funniest part is the old lady who says, 'Johnny, I'm naked, take me.' Merry Christmas, Phil, and thanks for all the laughs. You the man, John Jeddick, Madison, Georgia." Here it is from last December, a year ago, Christmas of 2002, a memory lane with K-Hung and Johnny Hangle.
Johnny Hangle program here on K-Hung. It's about 50 below outside in Bogville. We're looking to temperatures in the wind chill factor range about 70 below. Well, I remind you that with the K-Hung Toys for Tots and Children's Drive is coming up, be sure to bring down all of those wonderful toys for all the kids. Oh, here's another Christmas tin. Hey, I want to send this out to my wife, who I caught in bed with another woman and another guy tonight, and the scary thing was the woman had a penis too. Johnny Hangle here on K-Hung. Christmas tunes. Out of sight, huh? Isn't that great? Nice Christmas mood music for you here. We're broadcasting live from the Zoo Insurance Tower here in downtown Bogville. Hey, if you want to come by, you swing on right by here. Just hit the old zapper on the door there. Johnny Hangle will let you in here on K-Hung. K-Hung weather time now is about 47 after the hour. Say, listen, friends, K-Hung is encouraging you to make sure you donate to your local charities. We want you to help out all the kids this year, all the old people, everybody who's dying and croaking and stuff. It's Christmas time. Let's be nice to people. So anyway, my wife is in bed with a woman. She's got a penis. And I pulled out a Beretta 9mm, the same gun we used in two other bits tonight. Blew her head off. This is for my wife, who I murdered this evening. Oh, yeah, Santa Claus is coming to town, and he's packing. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful tune there by the King Earl Grant here on K-Hung, K-H-N-G, 1120. K-Hung time is about 48 minutes after the hour. Hey, we're going to draw for that family four-pack to the Christmas carnival. Of course, I won't be going because my wife ruined our family by having sex with whatever it was. I'm not sure yet, but I certainly would like to see all of you out there again.
K-Hung flashback.
Let's go back to 1948. Remember this one? I don't. I wasn't born yet. Here's a beautiful old memory from Perry Como. I'm going to send this out to the guy that was having sex with my wife tonight, too.
I'd like you for Christmas.
Because you're going to sing just like this after I get done with you.
Please make my wish come true.
There she is, Floozy Brown, with a great song called I Want to Have You for Christmas. Every inch. 9-649 here on K-Hog, K-H-N-G, 1120 on your dial. Zoo Insurance Tower time. 6:49. Hey, listen, friends, it's Christmas time, and it's just a time of joy and giving. When you see that Salvation Army bucket, drop a couple of pennies in there, okay? Look them in the eye and say, thanks a lot, Santa. Thanks for the great good that you do.
Johnny Hangle, K-Hung.
My wife, by the way, as I mentioned, not only was in bed with a transsexual and another guy tonight, but also with my next-door neighbor, Bob Fremington. Bob, want to send out a happy hi to you and your wife? Thanks for ruining my life, and I had to come to work anyway, because no one cares if you have a personal problem like that. If I was sick, they'd let me have the night off, but because my wife slept with 15 different people in the same hour span, I still have to come into work. You can call me here at 877-K-Hung. That's 877-K-H-U-N-G with your requests. I'd like to have a request of my wife not have that eunuch pumping on top of her, but what can I do? You know, it's... All right, 6:50. What a great memory there, huh? That's Wes Montgomery with Winter Wonderland, and Santa Claus is a groovy cat. It's 50 after here on the Johnny Hengel Show on K-Hung, 1120 K-Hung time.
Hello, I'm Arthur Friedman, general manager of K-Hung. The lettuce co-op is pissing me off. All of you people are not sharing with the poor this year, so we'd really love for you to swing with that. I'm Arthur Friedman, reminding you to please donate to Santa this year.
This has been an editorial opinion from K-Hung. Our general manager is a blazing alcoholic.
All right, K-Hung, getting back here to the Christmas tunes. Johnny Hengel here. I want to tell you and remind you that my wife, Ann Hengel, slept with three men today. Three other men.
All your troubles away.
Yeah.
Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again.
Haha, the man with the bag, I get it.
He's got a sleigh full, it's not gonna stay full. He's got stuff to drop at every stop of the way.
Well, that's a groovy tune, isn't that, huh? That's Sally Rand there, with no clothes on, three men and a great dame. Great song, isn't it?
He'll be prayers.
Yeah, I love that song, Three Men and a Great Dane, a big K-Hung hit.
If you've done everything you should, extra special good, he'll make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's
all right, there you go, a great K-Hung memory there from Sally Rand and her Bubble Boys, and that one's called Is Christmas It's Too Much. Okay, it's about 6:52 here, K-Hung time, 11:20 on your dial. Thank God I had the hooker in Thailand, and she gave me herpes, and I gave it to my wife, and now I feel a whole heck of a lot better about filing my wife in the sack with those two other guys. Hey, let's get over to our phones right now. How you doing this evening?
Hello, Johnny, we love your program out here, and I'm sitting alone in a room. My family doesn't see me, and you're all I have.
All right, what can we do for you?
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your old lady hunching all those people. It sounded like a Marine troop. But anyway, can I hear...
Well, here it is, honey. A great memory from 1931.
Johnny, I'm naked. Take me.
All right, cut it off, please. You recognize this song? If you do, give us a call on our big K-Hung line. If you recognize this song, you could win yourself a gift pack of three passes to the Moonlight Serenade roller rink in downtown Vaughanville. By the way, this is Johnny Hengel. I'd rather be anywhere but here right now. My life is destroyed. My wife has given me all forms of STD, and she's run off with a clown from a circus. This is really bad. Let me tell you, my life couldn't be worse, but I'm making it happen here on K-Hung. Hey, what song do you think that was?
Jesus. I know.
Please, sir, 3 seconds.
Could you turn it up? Oh, Jesus.
All right, sorry, sir. Hi, you're on K-Hung with Johnny Hengel. What song are we playing right now for that gift pack to the Vaughanville Roller Rink?
Yeah, that's the Winter Wonderland.
Nope, sorry, kid.
You're a piece of crap. I hope your old lady gave you better...
Okay, let's go to the call. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Johnny?
Yes, sir.
Are you still looking for the answer to the song, Who Slept With Your Wife?
That's... hi, who are you?
Who am I? Who are you?
Hi, you're on the air.
Up yours.
You're on the air.
Baba Booey.
Okay, forget it. Hey, friends, listen, the K-Hung, Johnny Hengel, K-Hung Christmas Stocking Fund can sure use your help. Oh, look at like that. Look at that. Look at that. My wife's changed her name to Freehold Annie. Isn't that great? Johnny Hengel here going through all kinds of personal problems tonight, including the fact that I have a Romalar addiction. My wife's sleeping with men and...
The snow is snowing and the wind...
Nothing make me feel better than Dean Martin, Dino.
But I can weather...
I know the name of that song, Johnny.
Well, wait, the contest's over.
You're a fag.
I must hit me stone. I've got a mind.
How about that, huh? Dino Martin, Dean Martin here. Johnny Hengel program here on K-Hung, KHNG, 1120 Dial. Zoo insurance time. 55 minutes after the hour. And we're going to be getting into the newsroom now here with Biff Wordley. Biff?
Thank you, Johnny Hangel, and good evening, everyone. I'm Biff Wordley, K-Hong News. And Margaret, well, I just got a thing for her. In other news, we have a front page story here. Al Gore won't be running against Bush in 04. Surprise exit leaves slate clean. If you'll pardon me, I just have to get another Budweiser out of here. Okay. This is Al Wordley, K-Hong.
It's 6:56. Johnny Hangel here with more great music, even though I'm emotionally traumatized. That's right. The things that have been happening to me over the last 12 hours, I feel as if I've been sodomized in a county jail cell. But I'll keep on keeping the hits going on here on K-Hong, K-H-N-G. A happy Christmas to all of you folks. I'm not home, of course. I don't have a life. I'm a disc jockey. By the way, if we ever do have an emergency where we have to tune to that emergency broadcasting channel, it won't be me on the air. You think I'm some kind of a chump? I'm going to be on the air while you guys are in a bomb shelter? I don't think so. Well, that's it for me, Johnny Hangel, here in the Johnny Hangel program. I'm going to turn it over here now to Bob Scone. Bob's going to take you through the night here on K-Hung. I got to go home now and blow my wife's brains out. And if you don't hear from me next week, it means I'm in jail. I'm in jail. I'm in prison. I'm in prison for a long time. Because I'm going to go home and kill her. I'm going to throttle her and kill her. Here's Bob Stover.
Thanks very much, Johnny Hangel. Well, you give her one for me. Good evening, everybody. I'm Bob Effords, and I'm a heroin addict, and that's why I sound the way I do. I got the overnight shift here on K-Hung, K-H-N-G, yeah. Hey, baby, why don't you give me a call tonight? I'll play those requests for you, huh? Yeah. I basically don't have any talent. I've just got a voice, you know, just this voice, and I can talk really low and stuff.
There's something
I go home and talk to myself. Guess me off. Let's take a phone call, huh?
Hi, this is Johnny Hangel. Just wanted to let you know I blew my wife's brains out. Everything's good.
All right, Johnny, you rock on, baby.
All right, man, digging it.
Okay. By the way, this is Ross Mitchell. Art Bell is next over most of these stations.
Ooh, your Christmas.
You're listening to The Phil Henry Show, produced by Janice Ngaro, engineered by Craig Taylor and Chris Pelton. Goodbye.
Well, there you go. That is a memory lane from last Christmas. Thought you were listening to an actual live thing. Forget it, man. I can't do that again. That's Johnny Hangel from K-Hung of last year. And I used to work at radio stations like that. Those places exist. All right. Our Best of the Year 2003 CD is available at our website, www.philhenryshow.com. All the proceeds go to my friend's place. You can also see us tomorrow night at Dave & Buster's. We're at the Block at Orange, and that's from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. 9 to 11 p.m. tomorrow night at Dave & Buster's at the Block at Orange. Also tomorrow, we got our webcast, and to sign up for that, go to www.philhenryshow.com. Part of our show tomorrow, we got the Dumbass of the Year Awards. We'll be right back.
I'm Johnny Hangel.
The Phil Henry Show is brought to you by Nissan and your Nissan dealer.
1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show.
We're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The Michael Jackson story has people talking about all facets of law enforcement as well as child safety. Operation Respect is something that the Citizens Auxiliary Police will be launching this weekend in communities around the country in conjunction with other volunteer police forces, and it has to do with the Michael Jackson case. And we bring on Jay Santos, who is a Brigadier Admiral with the Citizens Auxiliary Police out of Hawthorne, California. And, sir, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, sir.
Can you tell me what Operation Respect is? I understand that there is a safety concern, there is a security concern, and this is what I wanted to alert my audience to. There's a security concern when it comes to people expressing their opinions about Michael Jackson's guilt, correct?
Phil, that is correct, although I wouldn't say it's as dramatic as a security concern. What we are concerned with is basically this. There are an awful lot of people who are out there making up their minds and saying that Michael Jackson's guilty and they don't have all the facts. And we certainly understand that people have the right to feel any way they want to feel. But when they make up their mind and say, well, I think Michael Jackson's guilty, it does not give respect to the police. And I'm sure there isn't a listener of yours out there that doesn't have respect for their police. But when they think they know better than the police, when they think they know better than the judges, when they think they know better than the juries, this is a sign of respect that is lacking. We're concerned about the well-being of our police officers, as you might well imagine.
So you believe that when somebody says, I think Michael Jackson's guilty, there may be some police who don't, and there may be some judges and lawyers who don't, and that shows that people think they're smarter than cops?
Well, I know as a police officer...
And when we say you're a volunteer police officer, this is a volunteer police group that you started?
Well, it is a volunteer police group, but we do take our job very seriously. We're here to assist the police in whatever it is they need done, and we like take big show of the shoulder of the police. But I can tell you right now that when someone says to me, or I overhear someone say, and I'm speaking as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, I think Michael Jackson's guilty, that's kind of just a kick in the stomach to me, because how do they know, or where are they getting their opinion, and why are they expressing it openly when they don't know, when it could pollute a jury pool, and most importantly, it shows people talking, especially so it can be overheard about Michael Jackson being guilty. They're making it sound like they know more than a police officer does, and in my case, like they have knowledge about it. And that, I gotta tell you right now, just speaking for myself, kind of makes me a little angry. It gets me angry. I'm a police officer, of Citizens Auxiliary Police. I have a blue armband.
Well, you're a uniformed volunteer police officer group that you say a Major Elvis Newton started, Citizens Auxiliary Police. But people have the right to express their own opinion, don't they?
People have the right to express an opinion. I don't think, and we feel at Citizens Auxiliary Police, they do not have the right to express it so loudly that it can be overheard by people other than the people it's being directed at. And that's why Operation Respect will simply try to curtail some of that.
Now, as I understand it, by the way, we're talking with Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer Jay Santos. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Your officers will be in malls around Southern California and elsewhere overhearing people talking about Michael Jackson.
Again, Phil, we're talking about polluting the jury pool and disrespecting police officers. If we hear anyone talking about the Michael Jackson case and voicing the opinion that he's guilty, we are going to simply remind them that a jury has yet to be selected. We will ask them to lower their voices, and we might ask you to change the topic of your conversation. Because
for two reasons, disrespect of the police, and so if someone says publicly, I think Michael Jackson's guilty, they're showing up cops.
Well, they think they know, they think they know more, and that's disrespectful. But that's the more important thing, is they're polluting the jury pool, and they're just, this is going to be a very emotional case. It could cause an awful lot of friction. You start running around saying, well, I think Michael Jackson's guilty, Michael Jackson's guilty. You're going to make some people angry. I can tell you right now, it sort of makes me a little bit angry just to hear people say they think they know, what are they? Well, it's funny what people think they know, it's their big mouths, but, so we're just going to ask them to lower their voices, maybe change the top conversation. And we'd like to take a look at their driver's license for information. That's it.
Taking a look at the driver's license?
Yes, we'll just request to get information on that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Michael Jackson's guilt or innocence is going to be debated as vociferously, I imagine, as O.J. Simpson's.
Without a doubt, Phil.
And I imagine there's going to be people on both sides of this issue. You seem to be focusing on Michael Jackson's people thinking he's guilty.
Most people that I have listened to and that I have reluctantly had to walk up to and tell them to keep it down, these are all people who believe he's guilty. And just kind of grates on my nerves as a volunteer police officer trying to help out the police when I got to listen to someone say, oh, Michael Jackson's guilty, it's kind of grates on my nerves because what do they know? They don't know anything. And as well as probably piss off, or excuse my language, only piss off, but, you know, make angry other people who don't think he's guilty. And also the jury pool.
Let's talk about polluting the jury pool. There's a potential jury pool out there for the Michael Jackson trial. And individuals who express their belief that he is guilty can influence those jurors.
Absolutely. And then you're going to have to go through a long jury selection process. They're not going to get to the trial, which I think is probably everyone's going to agree is the most fascinating part of the trial, is the actual trial, not the jury selection. And so on and so forth. But I want to make it very clear, all these people I hear, oh, Michael Jackson's guilty. I'm a volunteer police officer. I spend 4 days of the week doing the things we do. I don't know why they think they know more than I do, and that's all I'm trying to say.
Well, I mean, it's not really about you.
No, I know it's not about me.
But you see, you're saying that, well, if somebody says Michael Jackson's guilty, they think they're...
Well, these are civilians that don't know really any, you know, as Sheryl Crow sang in that song, they don't know diddly squat. Yeah, they don't know diddly squat. And so that's...
All right, so Jay, can you tell me if... I'd like to know, do you think he's guilty?
Yeah, you know, Phil, it doesn't matter as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police what I believe. But now, because of the insults of people who think he's guilty, I may want to think he's innocent just so I can counterbalance it.
Because of what you call the insulting behavior of people who think he's guilty, expressing it out in public.
That's right. And the fact that I had to be informed of this by my son was one of those kicks to the gut that you don't get over too quickly. As a police officer on the front line of law enforcement, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we pride ourselves in information. My son's got to come in and say, did you hear about Michael Jackson got picked up for, you know, touching on a kid? And I had not even heard none about it. Boy, that kicks you right in your, you know, where it hurts. So.
All right, 1-800, I know you're in your substation now.
That is correct, right now. But again, what we want to say is there'll be officers out there.
Well, let me get the information here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Walking up to people at their tables at restaurants, if they're talking about Michael Jackson's guilt, telling them to keep it down.
That is correct, yes, sir.
And change the subject.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Or what?
If they don't want to, you're asking if they're uncooperative?
Yeah, if they continue to say it's none of your business, I want to just keep talking about Michael Jackson, what do you do?
We've got a problem. And we want to solve it as safely as we can without injuring anybody else in the restaurant. But you're going to have a problem with me, and you're going to have a problem with our officers.
Can you tell me what that means specifically?
You know, Mr. Henry, I'd really rather not. But let me just say, if we ask you to keep your voice down when you're saying Michael Jackson's guilty in a restaurant, and you say, no, I won't, you're going to have a problem with me. There's a lot of vulnerable people out there who might believe these big mouths and their opinions about Michael Jackson, they don't know anything.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Polluting the possible jury pool, insulting police officers because you think you know everything. That's one of the problems, or two, I should say, of the Citizens Auxiliary Police when they hear people say in restaurants, I think Michael Jackson's guilty. If you're talking in a restaurant and you express that opinion very loudly, they will come up to you and they will ask you to lower your voice and ask you to change the subject. Otherwise, as he said it, and he was very cryptic, you're going to have a problem with him. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We eat kittens. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're on with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Forgive me, Jay. We've been talking to Dr. Jim Sadler last hour about his latest book, Safari in South Africa. I don't know if you've read it.
I do know his work, yeah.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about this Operation Respect. You're going to be asking people to keep their voices down. And not talk about Michael Jackson being guilty. Otherwise, they're going to have a problem.
That is correct, yes, sir.
I know there's a lot of people who want to ask you what you mean by that, but let me be the first.
Well, I mean, Phil, it's a big problem out there. A lot of people impersonating a police officer, saying that...
You know, it was the police who arrested Michael Jackson.
No, I know it was the police who arrested Michael Jackson, so they have a right to their opinion. But when I hear other people say, I think Michael Jackson's guilty, I want to kind of stop and just sort of look at him and apprise the situation and approach them as safely as I can and say, you know, what gives you the right? I wear a blue armband and I wear the pith helmet of the Citizens Auxiliary Police because I believe that I've earned that. And someone's going to sit there and have a cup of latte and say Michael Jackson's guilty? I don't think so.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I want to talk to Lynn. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Lynn?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, my comment is, you know, you're walking up to these people and you're going to tell them that they don't have the right to talk about whether or not Michael Jackson's guilty, but when you turn the news on, it's on every channel, every hour, on the hour, and it's going to be on every channel, on the hour, every hour, until this is over with.
Well, but one thing, ma'am, they're reporting the news. I'm talking about people expressing the opinion that he's guilty.
But you don't have the right to tell them that they can't express their opinion.
Well, where did he get off?
It's constitutional rights for you to tell them they can't express their opinion.
But, ma'am,
the lady has a point. People have a right to their opinion.
They do have a right to their opinion, but on the other hand, they're polluting the jury pool and also acting big. What gives them the right to act big?
Okay, they're not. I don't agree with the fact that they're polluting the jury pool. The jury is going to decide for themselves what the evidence is presented to them in court.
No, but what I mean by that, ma'am, is the jury has not been selected yet, and they're saying, I think Michael Jackson's guilty, and that person they're saying that to might have been in the jury pool, and that person's going to go, you stupid blankety blank. I just got a jury summons, and now you've all messed me up and everything.
You're taking too much into your own hands. You can't do that. You're breaking everybody's constitutional rights by trying to tell them that they cannot speak about this in public.
Well, ma'am, I don't think so. And the other thing is, what gives you the right to say, oh, I think Michael Jackson's guilty? Oh, you don't wear a badge.
Because this is America, and it's a free country, and I can voice my opinion no matter whether you like it or not. It's America.
Well, I will.
It's my opinion.
Well, at that point, then, I will have to approach you and ask you to keep your voice down.
Well, I mean, the lady has a point. I see your point about polluting the jury pool.
What's going on here, Mr. Henry, is people are prejudicing, purposely running around and saying, Michael Jackson's guilty, Michael Jackson's guilty, until the man can't get a fair trial. And I think it's wrong that a man who gave us a song like Man in the Mirror, Beat It and so on, can't get a fair trial in America because somebody wants to get their cookies.
But yet it's right to stomp on the Constitution of the United States by asking somebody in public talking privately to tell them to be quiet.
Okay, this is where I need to... Are you telling people to stop talking?
No, I'm not. I'm saying keep your voice down so other people can't hear it.
So you're not saying don't have the conversation?
No. I'm simply saying we don't want to hear it beyond your table.
Well, I know what people are going to say to you.
Well, you know what, Lynn? What makes you so special? It's people got to listen to your loud conversation while they're trying to have their own. Yeah. Didn't think of that, did you? Yeah.
Because I got no business asking me if I'm in public. You know what? Maybe you should go get your real license and be a real cop.
Ma'am, I'm a volunteer police officer.
Why aren't you a real police officer?
You know something? That's completely off the subject.
Well, all right, Lynn, thank you. 1-800-449-8686.
See, that lady, I stopped her dead in her tracks. See what I'm saying? I said, you can have the conversation. We just don't want to hear your big mouth talking about it. I stopped her dead in her tracks. She's all offended because she thinks her opinion about Michael Jackson being guilty, like everybody wants to hear it. I don't think so.
All right, let's go to, I want to go to Louie here. Louie, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Go ahead.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Yes, sir. Fine.
A very quick question. First of all, I really believe, just like I guarantee everyone does, where you're innocent until proven guilty.
That's in the Constitution of the United States.
One question. Is it against the law for me to talk about Michael Jackson in public?
No, ma'am.
No, sir.
This is a gentleman.
I'm sorry. It is not.
So if it's not against the law, you have absolutely no right to stop me about to talk about anything.
Why
no
do you?
No police officer has the right. No, you don't have the right.
Well, can I ask you a question? What makes you think your opinion is so interesting that the guy at three tables over wants to hear
it? It doesn't matter whether it's interesting or not. We're talking about whether we have the right or not, not whether it's interesting or not. It's whether you have the right. Since when,
well,
if you... I live in Canada, first of all, Toronto, and it's not illegal for me to talk about anything. Since
now they
when
got a constitution?
Has the United States turned into a communist country?
Are they part
you
of
can't
the...
voice your opinion.
Yes, Canada's not part of the Constitution of the United States, as far as I know.
It doesn't matter. I'm talking about if I lived in the States, are you telling me it's against the law for me to voice my opinion? No wonder you're not a police officer.
Well, sir, can I ask
with
you a question?
With that kind of an attitude,
well,
you
wait.
Never will be.
No, but you're one of these guys that thinks that his opinion about Michael Jackson grabbing a kid's thing is so important.
Nothing to do with it. It's my opinion. It's anybody's opinion.
But why does
we can voice our opinion? That's the beauty of living in Canada. That's the beauty of living in the United States.
All I'm trying to say, Louie, all I'm trying to say to you is you think your opinion's so important, you want the guy five tables down to hear it with your thick Canadian accent and all of that. Now I'm trying.
Will you knock it off about the man's Canadian accent?
This is why you're not a police officer, because you're ignorant. It has nothing to do with my accent or anything else.
Excuse me, sir.
Okay, it has to do with people voicing their opinion.
Look,
and
ma'am.
It's no one else's business. And if you don't like it, you can say, listen, it's not, we don't like what you're saying. Try to keep it down. But don't start threatening people. You're going to have a problem with me and the police officers.
Well, that's all I'm saying, sir. I'm just simply saying, could you keep your ignorant comments to yourself?
I would love to come down there and for you to do whatever you're going to do. I'd have you in court so fast your head would spin.
Wait a second. Well, I'm a citizen's auxiliary police, a brigadier admiral. What are you going to do? Can you...
I said, if I was in the States and you heard me talking about Michael Jackson, and you told me I got to stop talking about him, and I said, I can do what I want, you said, you're going to have a problem with me. What kind of a problem? You lay one hand on me or any other American or Canadian, you're going to have your ass in court so fast your head would spin.
Sir, you're entitled to voice your opinion about hockey or maple syrup, whatever you people do.
You're an ignorant son of a gun. That's why you'll never be a police officer. You don't know what you're talking about. It's because of people like you that give the police officer of the United States a bad name.
Police officer of the United States?
People like you. That's why you're an exhibit police officer.
Sir,
you can't be a cop.
Well, you're a citizen's auxiliary police officers. You're not even a real cop.
Hold on for just a second. The police officers of the United States of America are the most professional in the world. Make the Canadians...
I agree with you.
You're not being professional. Why don't you tell me about Celine Dion or something, you know, okay?
You get off the Canadian thing. Yeah, just
you're an ignorant son of a gun. You'll never be a police officer, buddy.
Sir,
never.
Sir, I'm simply
you will
saying.
You'll never be a police officer.
You got to keep your
and
voice
you
down.
You can't keep walking around with a gun, because if you do, you probably shoot somebody.
If
you're an ignorant son of a gun, and it's people like you that give the Americans a bad name. Okay, it's people like you. You can't talk about that. And if you do, you're going to have a problem with me. And then we're going to see what's going to happen.
Look, Larry.
It's unbelievable. I'm listening to this on the radio.
Larry.
And I'm shaking my head.
The man's name isn't Larry. It's Louie.
Well, let's talk about Stanley Cup. Who do you like this year? Are you?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he is.
1-800-449. Goodbye.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This is not an official police agency, sir.
Well, you keep trying to make the distinction, Phil. We're an auxiliary police force. We're there to assist the police in crowd control and investigative purposes when we feel that they're overloaded.
Did they request your assistance?
When we feel the police are overloaded, we will assist. But I want to get to the point of...
Well, let me ask you the question I want to ask you.
Certainly.
What do you mean when you say, if you don't keep your voice down... See, you're talking about people expressing an opinion about Michael Jackson being guilty, which you think is wrong of them to do, and you want them to keep their voice down. If they don't, you say something along the lines of, you'll have to deal with me.
That is correct.
Tell me specifically what you'll do.
Well, Phil, a lot of people interpret that as something violent. We have a great many ways of getting people's attention and holding their attention. And that's the most important thing in police work. You want to get a person's focus right here. You want their nose on your nose. As we say in police work, you want to get them focused down on you. If I say to a couple of people, your opinion about Michael Jackson being guilty is fine, but you keep your voice down because
I don't want you to impose it on anybody else. And they say, well, no, I won't. You can grab a menu out of someone's hands, like they'll generally be holding a menu. I'll say, I want your ID. If she won't show it to me, I'll go into her purse. Now, I know that...
You can't grab a woman's purse and open it up.
I'm not really going to do it. But it's funny what women will do when you grab their purse and you open it and you start looking inside. Just as kind of a joke, so I was kidding my wife about this. So what are you guys hiding in there? Vibrator, some kind of a dildo or some kind of deal? Because no woman ever wants you to go in her purse. You wonder what the heck that they're...
Could we clean our language up a little bit?
I'm sorry, Phil?
Could we clean the language up a little bit? You used a word that I don't appreciate on my show.
I'm awfully sorry. But what I'm saying is I don't know what women are trying to hide in their purses. So we can do that. A bread knife banging against a water glass. Let me tell you what. I was never in the military, but I can well imagine I'll get your attention.
So you'll bang on a water glass until I stop talking about Michael Jackson being...
Not stop. I didn't say stop.
Okay, if I keep my voice down so that other people don't hear it.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Mike. Hello, Mike. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos.
Yeah, I want to know, as somebody that was in the military, that got shot and shot other people defending that First Amendment to the Constitution, what gives any officer, let alone a wannabe officer, the right to tell me I can't exercise my First Amendment right?
Well, sir, I'm not telling you that. I'm simply saying keep it down so you're not boring everybody in the restaurant with it. You see what I'm saying?
No, the Constitution was based on people that got in the street and yelled and screamed their point for other people to know it so we could get our freedom of religion and speech from England. It wasn't based on the people that sat in corners and cried around to each other.
Well, I dare say, sir, Michael Jackson's guilt or innocence is going to determine whether or not we are independent from the United Kingdom.
Don't go there. Somebody says something, you're saying something to get off the point.
No,
sir. You're doing things that aren't right.
Well, sir, what exactly happened?
I think that what Mike's saying is, no matter if the whole world can hear it or just one guy can hear it, the guy's got a right to say it.
If you insist on that point of view, sir, then we have to invoke disturbance of the peace.
Tell you something, my friend. As somebody who was in the military, you do not have the right to carry a weapon because you are not an officer. If you come up to someone like me grab my glass, you're going to have that glass in a place that you don't want it.
Then you're going to have to deal with me.
Oh, I would love to deal with you, my friend. I got a whole bunch of people that was in the military in this country that are listening to you on radio that would love to deal with you.
Sir, this is about the fourth time you mentioned being in the military. What unit?
I was a recon operations specialist for 13 years in the United States Marine Corps, went to basic training in Pendleton, went to ops training in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. I'm not one of these wannabes that's calling in on the radio. I have scars, medals, and other ribbons to define what I do, and I'll be happy to fax to you in California if you want them.
Did you ever have your ass in the grass?
I think the man says he has scars and ribbons.
It's like that, I don't know if you ever seen that Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men.
Well, what's that got to do with anything?
That's got to do with the right that you can't override the First Amendment, and that's what you're doing. You don't have the balls to stand up and be a real cop or a real military person to defend that Constitution.
We take a peek over the shoulder of the police. We try to assist them in every way, shape, or form, and we do not abuse that right. Many ways, we can affect this in a very simple way. We tell the children. If we can follow one of the kids to the restroom and say, please tell your mommy and daddy keep their voice down, that's a simple way of doing it.
Under the new laws in California, my friend, that is stalking of a child.
Oh, you call me a pervert?
If you're going to the restroom to say something like that to a child in your own laws, in your own state, that's considered stalking.
Look, one of our best female officers, Sub-Private Miranda Morrison, is very good at approaching the children in the restaurant washrooms to tell them mommy and daddy to please stop talking about Michael Jackson being guilty. What's wrong with that?
That's a lawsuit and a wannabe talking to kids. You just don't have the balls to go out and be a real cop and take the backlash that comes with it.
Sir,
being shot at, being called at.
Sir, I attempted to become a member of Los Angeles Police Force, and the politics involved, you know, and I don't play politics, maybe you do. Coming from the military, you probably are getting ready to say yes, sir, no, sir, and how high should I jump. I don't play that.
Don't get me wrong, I ain't that way. I was recruited by the Los Angeles Police Department and told them I was not interested in it because of what they have to deal with, and it's mainly people like you.
Well, sir, I can tell you.
Well, hold on. Why didn't the LAPD want you?
LAPD did want
you. No, not you. Not you, Mike. I'm talking to this guy, Mr. Santos.
It was political, Phil.
Political. Why didn't they want you?
They said I failed the psych test, which I do not believe. What are you laughing at?
You didn't fail the psych test. You proved to everybody in the United States that you'd fail a psych test by what you've been saying on the radio.
You failed the psych test.
I think it's political. At the time, the chief of police was Daryl Gates. A real, you-know-what. So,
You failed the psych test.
Yeah, you gonna say that again?
Meaning, Jay, they thought you were too nuts to be a real cop.
I am a real cop, Phil. Sub-Commander Elvis Newton promoted me to my rank. I am a great believer in the Star-Spangled Banner. This guy here, what would you say your answer, the Navy?
I was a Marine.
Ain't that the same thing?
No, it ain't.
No, sir, that is not.
No, it ain't the same thing.
Well, ain't a Marine a guy that's on what?
It's not the same thing. Just leave it at that. Mike, thank you very much.
Hey, soldier, at ease. I got the 1,000-yard
stare. Okay, thank you for letting me say my piece.
Hey, Mike, I got the 1,000-yard stare, too. I mean, what, why go away, as enemies?
What do you mean you got the 1,000-yard stare?
I do.
All right, Mike, thank you.
Bye-bye.
1-800-449-8686. Here's Lou. Lou, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Mr. Santos. You're going to be talking to a real cop. 25 years as a police officer.
Are you still active?
I wore a badge. I carried a gun. I am retired now. I'm also a United States Air Force veteran.
You're retired, so you're not a real cop anymore.
I certainly am. Once a cop, always cop. I never wore a pith helmet or a blue armband, and I would never, even as a real cop, walk up to somebody in any public place and tell them you can't talk about something.
Oh, wait a second.
Hey, hold on a minute, Santos. I can see why you failed the psychological test for the LAPD, because I think you are just plain plum nuts.
Sir,
you have told everybody that's listening to this program that you are a psycho or you would be a real cop. Believe me.
Mr. Henry, your laughter only encourages this man.
Well, he just said it. You said you failed the psych test.
That's
You say it's political, but the LAPD said you couldn't get past the psych test, so that means, it doesn't mean you're nuts, but it means that you don't have the psychological whatever the hell you need to be a cop.
Daryl Gates was pushed out in disgrace by the LAPD.
We're not talking about Daryl Gates. We're talking about you and your goofy ideas that you can walk up to somebody and tell them to be quiet.
Even
a real cop can't do that unless they're creating a disturbance
that's
in
what
that
I'm
restaurant.
Talking about. That's
now,
what,
listen to me.
That's what I'm
listen
talking
to
about.
Me. Unless they're creating a disturbance in whatever public place they're at, and the people that run that place call the police and say, we have a disturbance here. You just don't get up and say, hey, fella, you can't talk about Michael Jackson or somebody else like that. And even if they were, that's their opinion.
I got two words for you, Lou. Two words for you. Dirty Jerry. Dirty Jerry. That's what's going to happen if you know all these people say, oh, Michael Jackson's guilty, Michael Jackson's guilty. Next thing you know, you won't be able to find a juror in a whole planet Earth. That'll be your thing.
Well,
all right, listen, Lou, I hear you. Thank you, sir. Thanks for your call, sir. And thank you for your service to our country as a police officer.
Thank you very much. What an ass kisser.
Goodbye.
Oh. Let me go over here to Doug. Hiya, Doug. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Doug? It says Doug Elderly, so I'm just waiting. Doug?
I can do this, Phil. I talk to the old folks a lot. Doug, sir, this is Jay Santa, Citizens on Zen, please. Okay, he's dead.
All right, well.
So what I want to say more than anything is that I believe the people are there.
I'm going to go to another call. I can't stand listening to you. Here is George.
Yes.
George, go ahead.
Hi. I want to comment on Mr. Auxiliary Police's comments. As a lawyer practicing right now, I think I'm a little bit of an authority on what people can do and what people can't do. So I ask that you just listen to me.
What kind of law do you
respond?
What kind of law do you practice? Real estate?
No, actually I practice criminal law and commercial litigation.
What do you think about Saddam Hussein, the whole deal we did over there?
Will you forget it and let him say what he wants to say?
Thank you.
Go ahead, George.
Citizens have a certain right to express their opinion under the First Amendment. I think that's been discussed, so I won't discuss that further. What I do want to discuss is your abuse of power.
How many DUIs did you log in this week? Because
will you let the guy talk?
Can we speak? Can I speak?
All right.
Your abuse of power. I can tell you this. By you grabbing somebody's purse, that is considered an assault. By you going after a child without a parent's permission and talking to him, that is considered stalking.
What country?
Any time. What country? In the United States of America. What country are you living in?
Well, what country you live in?
United States of America.
No, you know, you're a damn Canadian. I can tell. You know how I know? Because you say organization and all that kind of nonsense.
Now, will you listen to the guy and stop with the comments?
You know, I actually called originally to have a normal conversation with
right.
you. But if you're gonna interrupt me with comments that have nothing to do with the topic we talk about, let me know.
Well, I want to interrupt you with comments about the nothing to do with the topic we're talking
about.
All
right. Therefore, all I want to say is that
you
better be careful about. Oh, Jesus Christ.
You there?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Go right ahead, sir. You're on the air.
All right. Basically, what I'm worried about is your organization swings into action. Well, there's music playing while I'm talking.
Just some theme music for you.
Yes, I'm here, but there's music playing while I'm talking.
Or the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Go ahead, sir.
Yes.
Go ahead. It's my theme music.
Again, what I'm worried about is your abuse of power going after people and assaulting them in restaurants. That is not right. Second of all, what gives you the right to tell me what I can and can't do? You do not have that right. And if you continue along this path, somebody will arrest you or sue you.
Okay, well, I think Allie McBeal is calling, so...
Get out of here with your smart mouth. George, thank you very much,
Phil,
George. Very good comments.
No.
You did a very good job, sir. Did a very good job. Thank you very much, George, for your comments.
All right. Goodbye.
Phil, thank you.
Never a duly authorized force goes into power. It's the citizens.
Have you been drinking? That's all. That's the question that I have. Have you been drinking?
I might have had a pop.
Turn it off. Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, he better not hear you talking about you thinking Michael Jackson's guilty, or he just might pull your menu away from you. And what's the matter, Jay?
Well, I was sitting here thinking that, you know, the uniform of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is a pith helmet, a blue armband, and Bermuda shorts.
That's correct.
And I was telling you that I'd been drinking.
Yeah.
Could that be the reason why my Bermuda shorts are on my head?
No, not at all.
All right, thanks very much.
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. He's still Jenny on the block.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
This SOB has got to be a bloody sadist. Because the truth of the matter is I'm an avid football fan.
Good, ma'am.
And I mean really avid. I went up...
Were you calling me an SOB?
Yes, I am. How the heck dare
you say that
football fans watch this to watch the injuries?
Ma'am, did you see yesterday's Pittsburgh-Tennessee game?
Yes, I did.
What? Are you telling me it wasn't exciting to know whether Tommy Maddox was going to walk again or
not? It was horrifying is what it was. It was not exciting.
Well,
it was horrifying.
You don't want to see Tommy Maddox injured, do you?
I don't.
No, let me ask Mr. Coach Dozier. You don't want to see him paralyzed for life, do you?
No, Phil, I don't. But it's exciting to know whether he will be or not. And
sir, you are a sadist.
How do you figure I'm a sadist?
You are sadistic.
How come you watch football? You look at just as many injuries as I do.
I love it, but I don't like the injury part of it.
And
I also like heavyweight boxing.
Man, well, okay, but you don't like the injury part of it.
No. And I've got to tell you, I'm a mama. And my son, I didn't let him play football because I was afraid of the injuries.
Exactly.
He did the long jump, and he broke his bloody femur.
Well, but that's fun. It's fun for the boy.
Oh, it
it's
is fun, huh?
It's fun for the boy. It's fun for everybody.
Yes, ma'am.
You're trying to tell me that you don't change your underwear when you see the trainer run on the field. Now, tell me straight to my face.
You can bet your butt on that one.
You don't change your panties when you...
Okay, now we're getting personal and we're getting a little graphic.
I apologize.
You should apologize to all of the football fans out there, because there is no way, if they did a consensus of opinion, that the people would say that they watch it for the injuries.
Ma'am, hold on. When Stan Humphries played for the San Diego Chargers, you probably remember, right? He had five concussions in one season, and I'm telling you, it was thrilling to see whether he would get up and walk to the right bench.
Darling, feel you need medication somewhere along the way?
Wait a minute, ma'am. Why do you think...
Look, how thrilling is that to see a man who's just had a concussion stand up, and he shouldn't be standing up, I guess, and figure out whether he...
It's one of the things
that
fans...
We just had that a couple of weeks ago with the Dolphins.
It's just...
It pulled him out.
Which guy?
Chambers?
That was a riot.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Oh, but when I saw Humphries, I go, okay, which bench is he? One time he walked into the tunnel, and then he forgot and he came back out again. So what
and
I'm
you
saying...
you find this exciting?
I think it's thrilling. And
let me ask you
again. Can I ask you something? Do you have children, a wife, or a girlfriend?
I have a wife.
My God, have you been married long?
Ma'am, you're acting like you're... Are you trying to tell me that Monday night game with Joe Theismann's leg getting snapped... That wasn't one of the most exciting games in pro football history.
No!
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Rather be playing Madden 2003.
The Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Nissan and your Nissan dealer.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I got a young man on the phone who says I have to eat crow. So you want to talk to him? Or you want me to talk to him? Okay. Hi, how are you, son?
Yes, sir, I'm fine.
And this is R.C. Collins. You're a junior cadet at Bradley Military Academy?
That is correct, yes, sir.
All right, why do you say you told my producer, Janice, that I have to eat crow?
Mr. Hendry, I think that... The fans have spoken for Kobe Bryant, and they clearly show their support for him. And I remember the interview you did with Mr. Mark Cuban, who is one of the NBA owners.
Right, owns the Dallas Mavericks.
And you treated him rather rudely, and you said that he said that fans would come back to see Kobe Bryant play, and you said that he believed the fans are stupid.
I still believe that Mark Cuban thinks fans are stupid.
But Mr. Mark Cuban was trying to say the fans want to see Kobe to let him know that, you know, even if his wife is treating him badly, that the fans won't. And that's really our message to Kobe. We understand why he did what he did. He's a man. His domestic situation drove him into another woman's company. And I called up just to see whether or not you want to apologize to him, because he does have the fan support.
So the fans support Kobe Bryant because they're feeling sorry for him.
Well, I mean, absolutely. The fans understand the dilemma he's in. That his wife is not giving him sex, and probably since she had the baby, and you've completely and utterly misread the situation, thinking the fans are against Kobe. They're not.
Well, why don't you think the fans are against infidelity? Because that's what you're talking about here. Are you telling me that the fans understand and accept that Kobe needed to be unfaithful to his wife?
Well, no, not in this situation. They see why Kobe did sex with that girl. He didn't have any choice. The fans have spoken and have said, we understand that
in certain situations, it's okay to cheat on your wife.
In certain situations, first of all, it's not cheating on your wife.
Why not? I mean, let me ask you something, man, before we go any further. How old are you?
I'm a junior cadet, sir.
How old is that?
I'm 16.
All right. Forgive me, junior cadet. What do you know about this? What do you know about relations between a married man and a married woman?
Mr. Henry, it's not just me. The fans the other night, Sunday night, every time he hit the court, they cheered. Every time he hit a shot, they cheered. Every time he got a rebound, because we understand that when you have to have sex, it's a lot like it. I don't want to be crude, but have you ever had to really go to the bathroom? And you run into you run into the room, you slam the door shut, you get your pants down, and it's like you just made it, and you sit down, and it's like, you feel better about it. And that's the way it is for a young man who's newly married, whose wives are now selfish because they had a baby, and they're more concerned with the baby than for to have sex with the husband.
Like I said, you're very, very young. You're not speaking with the particular authority about sex, are you?
Well, no, sir, but the fans have already said it. Mr. Bryant had no choice, and we all knew it. We knew it. That's why the fans support him. You've completely misread the situation. Kobe Bryant needed to be with a girl because his wife wouldn't be with him.
All right. And she wouldn't be with him because she had this baby?
Because she had the baby and because she was being selfish.
1-800-449. This is the guy that went, you want me to eat crow, huh?
Well, no, sir, but I'm interested to see if you'll apologize.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Henry Show. Now, the other night, Kobe Bryant took the floor, and everybody loves his ass, and everybody was cheering for him, and everybody was hooting and hollering for him, and everybody was this and that. Is it because fans basically understand that Kobe did something that he had to do, that sometimes it's necessary to be unfaithful to your wife? Because that's what you're saying. And I can tell you, as a longtime married guy, it's not necessary.
Well, I think you need to talk to me another 20 years, sir. I mean, I'm not married, but I am in the military academy, and I understand. Believe me, there's a lot of women who are attracted to the uniforms that we wear and everything.
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit here about you guys got together at Bradley Military Academy, and you've made a T-shirt. And this is the thing that's garnered a lot of the interest. You got a T-shirt that says, when it comes to Kobe, shut your mouth, the fans have spoken. Is that right?
Yes, sir, that's correct. We've got it for sale at our bookstore at Bradley Military Academy as a way of basically telling people to shut up now about Kobe. He's the fans' favorite. Everybody knows it.
But you've got a T-shirt that people are going to be wearing around saying, when it comes to Kobe, shut your mouth. And you guys were wearing this thing around, right?
Yes, sir.
Where were you guys wearing it?
Well, since Kobe Bryant really has been proven right, the fans still support him. So now every time we hear somebody badmouth Kobe, we're telling them to shut their holes. That's why we're calling your show, really. I mean, the junior cadet class of Bradley Military and Preparatory Academy, with all due respect, Mr. Henry, are telling you to shut your mouth. And
okay, well, thank you very much.
No, but I mean, I don't mean anything by that, but we are going to be wearing these T-shirts around, but particularly in places where we are looking for some confrontation. We feel it's necessary. We drove into Pasadena, and there's a rape crisis center in Old Town, and it was I can tell you it's quite a sight to see 20 junior cadets ready to, you know, get in and rock and roll wearing our Kobe shirts that said, you know, Kobe's rights to shut your mouth shirts. Into a women's center, and
this is a rape crisis center. A center?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what you're dealing with? These are women who've been raped.
But it's a women's center.
No, this is a women's crisis. It's a rape crisis center where women come to get counseling after being raped, and you guys are walking in there with a Kobe.
No. You're missing under us. We're not encouraging rape. First of all, we don't think that's what Kobe did. But
you're walking into a rape crisis center with a shirt that says, Kobe was right, so shut your mouth.
Well, then the women didn't say a word. They just looked at us. So they knew better than to talk stuff because they know that we were right.
All right. There's a lot I could say here, RC, and we'll get to some of it. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. Kobe Bryant has been received back on the basketball courts of the NBA with warmth, with cheers, especially in the city of Los Angeles, with great gratitude. And this young man, R.C. Collins, a junior cadet at Bradley Military Academy, is saying it's because most fans understand why Kobe had to cheat on his wife. That if a woman isn't providing sex, if she's too involved with a kid, if she...
If I could jump in, Mr. Henry, he was in Colorado by himself. You'll notice he probably wanted his wife to come with him. It's very possible he wanted his wife to come with him, and she didn't even come with him because she's selfish. And so what is he supposed to do? You know,
well, he didn't have to have sex with that woman.
It doesn't work that way. And again, let me reiterate. Kobe, you know, the fans support Kobe. So shut your mouth. That's what we're saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Since the fans are accepting Kobe Bryant back, since the fans understand that sometimes it's, you know, that it's necessary, it was necessary in his case to cheat on his wife because maybe she was cutting him off sexually, then why don't the rest of us shut our mouths? Now, I suppose that's a, you know, a matter of opinion and a matter of you know, a free speech issue. However, walking into a women's rape crisis center wearing a T-shirt that said, Kobe's been proven right, the fans still support him, So now shut your mouth sounds to me like an act of provocation. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line, naked. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Kobe Bryant was cheered at the Staples Center, and people love him, even though he's guilty of at least cheating on his wife, possibly raping a woman. R.C. Collins is on the line with us. He is a cadet at a junior cadet at Bradley Military Academy, and you say it's because people understand the need that some men have to cheat on their wives?
Well, I think that's obvious, Mr. Henry. I like I say, I'm just a cadet at a military academy, but I think I understand human nature enough to know that why else would they cheer him if they didn't believe in him as I believe in him? I don't think that Kobe would rape that woman. I think that he had sex with her, and that's bad, but it must have been his wife's fault.
What? How do you think you know Kobe?
We know Kobe. Those of us who've watched him know him. Yeah, I mean, you...
Wait a minute. How do you know him? I mean, you're a fan.
Well, if you don't understand, you'll never understand. But we know Kobe Bryant. We know the NBA. Those of you who don't know the NBA and the players, then you're not gonna get it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So, in other words, based upon your knowledge and the fans' knowledge of Kobe, you know, you know that he needs to do this.
That is correct, yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Kobe Bryant might have raped a woman. He certainly cheated on his wife, but the fans cheered his ass on Sunday night at the Staples Center. Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, first off, I'd like to comment about our junior cadet here. If that is the type of moral discipline we are instructing into our youth at our military academies.
Hey, anyway, did you have a comment you wanted to make about what he's saying?
I'm sorry?
Did you have a comment you wanted to make about what he's saying?
Yeah, why don't you get to the point? Why don't you get to the point?
It's preposterous, young man.
It's preposterous? You don't even know how to say the word, let alone spell it, I'll bet.
Let me tell you something. You're a 16-year-old juvenile kid.
How do you spell preposterous?
I'm 25 years old. I've worked 3 years in law enforcement.
Is that right? 3 years in law enforcement, and then you got fired?
When it comes to a rape issue, all right, for you and your little buddies to go into a rape center and wear your shirts in a rape center?
Well, but she's the one that said he raped her.
It doesn't even matter. Who are you to take it upon yourself to go into a clinic designed to help victims of a malicious act?
Everybody says that he's guilty, and everyone cheered him.
Everyone says he's guilty, but they cheered him.
Right, yeah.
First
at
off,
the Lakers
you know
stadium.
What? I haven't heard anybody say anything about guilty. Sure, he's guilty of cheating on his wife. You know what? There's probably millions upon millions of men in this world that are guilty of the same thing. That's a moral decision.
What do you think
That's
about
something
this?
That man, hold on, listen, Junior, just take your chance. That's a decision that falls upon every man's shoulders if they're willing to break the vows that they took upon marriage.
Yeah, but everybody cheered him, including women.
That's because he's a sports icon, Junior.
Well, what are you talking about?
Of course they're going to cheer him. There are people that cheered Mike Tyson after he bit Holyfield's ear.
Well, that's not the same as
millions of people.
That's not the same.
Yeah, what about that? I mean, people cheer. They cheer them for their athletic feat, not their, you know, not their, you know, perhaps sadistic morality.
Mr. Ingram, you seem to think that this is just a guy thing. There was women cheering for Kobe Bryant, too. That means women support men having sex with hookers.
No.
What?
Correction, kid. They do not support men having sex with hookers. What they do support is the star player of their favorite team.
That's the point, R.C. I like to watch professional football, but I'm the most critical guy when it comes to the private lives of those people.
Well, yeah, I've heard what you've said, Mr. Henry, and frankly, you're lucky to be walking around. I mean, you know...
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I mean, a lot of those guys would be
that kind
dead.
Of, that kind of sounded like, you know, intimidation.
No, I'm not threatened, but he said stuff about Warren Sapp. I bet you Warren Sapp would go and beat ass on you.
Whatever. Okay, Michael, Listen. Thanks for your call. I got to pick up 1-800-449-8686. Move to another call. Margaret, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I don't see what his point is. I mean, he can't prove anything, the fact that if it happened or if it didn't happen. I mean...
He had sex with the girl because he's told everybody he did.
Well, if he had sex with the girl, then he's not accused of being a rapist.
I didn't say it. I said that he was cheating on his wife, and everybody says that's okay.
Well, I'm not saying it's okay for what he did, but we all have choices in life. You either decide to go
What's
the right way or the
mean?
Wrong way.
What's that supposed to mean?
What it's supposed to
mean. Wait a minute.
Is,
Margaret, do you even know what it is we're talking about?
Well,
this kid says that...
Excuse me, I can speak for myself, Mr. Henry. Kobe Bryant was cheered...
Excuse me, I'm the host of the show. Go ahead.
What an ass.
Okay, kid... Watch your language, or I'll throw you off the air.
Can I go ahead?
Go ahead.
Kobe Bryant was cheered the other night because people like him. Even if he cheated on his wife, they understand, because it's like needing to go to the bathroom.
But that has nothing to do, I mean, they're cheering him because he's a great basketball player.
Have
it has
you
nothing
ever,
to do with his personal situation.
You know what it's like to need to go to the bathroom, right?
Make
I think so. Well, you know. I mean, everybody at one time or another has run into the bathroom and slammed the door and got their pants down in time.
But how?
You
know, but
don't
how
ask
are
this
you
lady
that,
these
that,
questions.
How yeah. are you saying, though, that his wife was selfish for staying and not going with him?
Because if she'd have gone with him...
How does that make her selfish?
If she'd have gone with him, she would have put out, and he never would have been
she,
with the
excuse
girl.
Me? She would have put out?
Well, she would have had sex with him.
So that makes it okay for Kobe to go have sex with him just because his wife did not go with him?
See, that's the thing, Margaret. I'm saying...
Excuse me, Mr. Henry, but the lady is asking me, and I'm saying yeah, because Kobe wouldn't have had sex with that lady, only it feels like you need to go to the bathroom.
Oh, so she made him have sex because she didn't go with him to the trip?
That is my feeling.
Yeah, that's what this kid's been saying.
I mean, you know, really, you seriously got some psychiatric
Why?
Problems here.
Why?
I mean,
she's
think about
woman.
It.
Why
I mean, are you married?
No, ma'am, I'm a junior.
That's why. Thank God you're not married.
Wait a second. Why didn't she go with him?
Well, do you know their situation?
Well,
do you know their situation?
She's
their
not even...
Situation.
She's
you
not
don't
even,
know what's going on.
She's
they do
not even
have a
20
kid,
years
you know.
Old, and she should be with him. To take care of his physical needs.
To take care of physical needs?
Yes, ma'am. Otherwise...
Is that what women are for, to take care of their husband's physical needs?
She's got a stupid baby and she never came with him.
A stupid baby?
A stupid baby.
Oh, wow. Where'd you graduate from?
I graduated from Annunciation School in Arcadia that I
Well, you know, you need to go back
Academy.
And educate yourself a lot more.
Why? I mean, tell me what
I mean,
I'm saying.
You're saying here... She is. It's her fault because she did not go to his trip. He had sex with this girl, because it's her fault because she didn't go to the trip.
Yes, ma'am. He's an all-star basketball player who needs to have the regular physical.
Well, you know what?
Training.
There's your hand that you can beat off. You don't need to have another woman.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot. He's got a wife, and the guy's still got to go to Mrs. Thumb and her four daughters. Thanks
a lot. So is that what women are for?
Oh, come on.
Is that what you're saying women are for?
Well, if that's why
what are women are for, then?
Well,
no wonder you're not married.
Well, why did he get married? That stupid baby.
Possibly because he loves her. I mean, don't you do stupid things?
Ma'am, that stupid baby almost ruined the Lakers season. All on account of a dumb baby that they did not have to have. They could have waited a few years, but she probably wanted her dumb kid so she doesn't go to Colorado, and he's there with the white girl.
But you know what? It doesn't happen the way you always think. I mean, you always assume that
I hate that baby, and every Laker fan hates the Kobe Bryant baby. We hate it.
Now, wait a second.
You hate it.
Wait a minute.
You know what? You need to find God, because obviously hate is the biggest issue with you.
But, man, that baby messed up Kobe's career. I hate it. I hate it so much.
You have a problem.
You got a serious problem.
God
hates you have a sick mind.
Really?
God hates
you.
Kobe's
baby. You need God. That's what you need.
Ma'am, I think
nothing's going to save you but God.
You can't separate the man from the athlete. You cheer for Kobe. You cheer for him as a basketball player.
As a basketball player.
And a guy
player.
That needs to get his ashes hauled by a white girl.
As
it's
a basketball player.
And he had a stupid kid. I'll say it again. The baby's stupid.
You have
Shut up. No, he's a 16-year-old lady. He's an idiot.
Oh.
Thank you, ma'am, very much for your call. Good points, Margaret.
Thank you.
What?
What?
That baby sucks ape.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Kobe Bryant's wife had a baby. She stayed home with it, and that forced Kobe to look for sex with another woman. Is it Vanessa Bryant? And ultimately, is it the baby's fault? And is Kobe the victim here? The fans cheered him on the other night. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry
the
Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Making pot brownie. The Phil Henry Show is back.
We're talking with a young man, R.C. Collins. He's made up some T-shirts he and his buddies wore into a women's rape crisis counseling center that say, the fans support Kobe, so shut your mouths. Now, and you're there, R.C.?
Yes, sir.
You were talking about Kobe's baby being the cause of this problem, because if they hadn't had the baby, Vanessa wouldn't have stayed home, and if Vanessa doesn't stay home, then he doesn't cheat on her.
Well, I really think it's true, Mr. Henry. We're always hearing about how good babies are, but we never do hear how bad babies will be, too. My father, to give an example, my father used to enjoy me and liked having me live with him until some stupid baby came along that my stepmother squished out, and then I had to go away to school. And so this happens to a lot of kids. Your father leaves your mom because she's not, you know, good looking anymore or whatever, and he meets a stepmother who's better looking, and my stepmom's really good looking, and I understand, but then they made a baby, and now they send me away to school, and they want their baby to be around, and it does cause anger, and there's a reason why it causes anger, because the next thing you know, the baby gets all the attention, and you're hated, and you're hated and stuff, like Kobe Bryant. And when I go home, I have to say, I do have an anger issue.
Well, you told me something more than that, though. When you go home to visit your father and your stepmother, and you see that baby, what'd you say you did?
I said that I there's some hot dog tongs in the drawer, and I put the kid's head in them.
Are you hurting that child?
No, I just...
You just put hot dog tongs around the baby's head, and what?
I fantasize about stuff.
Fantasize about what? Tell me.
I just, you know, fantasize like I've got his head in hot dog tongs and over an even heat in the barbecue. But I would never do that. But how dare Kobe's baby come into this life and mess up another chance at a Laker championship ring right when we're making the big run? It's better Kobe have sex with a white chick than for him to go home and put his kid's head in hot dog tongs. Because I'm sure that he's thought about it.
Are you kidding me?
No, sir.
You're telling me that Kobe Bryant is so angry and jealous of his new baby that he goes home and puts its head in hot dog tongs.
I believe it's possible, yes, Mr. Henry. And so, rather than that, he went and had sex with a white girl, and probably just in time.
Well, I am going to be looking forward to seeing news in the newspaper about any baby that dies with his head in hot dog tongs, because you know I'll be looking for you.
Mr. Henry, don't threaten me. I'm a future military cadet. I can assure you that there are things I'm learning now in my senior year self-defense class that will leave you dying with your mouth full of blood. So please don't even...
Okay, so now you're threatening me. You put a baby's head in hot dog tongs. You threaten me with death with my, blood in my mouth. And you're saying that Kobe Bryant goes home and puts his kid's head in hot dog tongs. I think what we're talking about here is potential baby abuse, child abuse.
I think what we're talking about here is a husband being neglected by his wife because of some stupid, stupid, stupid baby what they made, and he wants to go home and stick the kid's head on a spit. I'd like to put Kobe's baby in a washing machine on a spin cycle. That'd be so neat.
God! Good God, kid!
Every Laker fan would. Sometimes when my baby sister's alone, I sneak up on her and scare her so bad she craps her diaper, and I just point at her and laugh. And I would do it to Kobe's baby, too, if I could get near it.
Okay, kid, I'm now going to hang up on you because you're a sick, twisted piece of crap, okay?
Only piece of crap being my kid's sister's diaper, and I...
There's a kid, he hates Kobe's baby, and he'd like to put it in a washing machine on spin cycle. Because it's Kobe's baby that caused him to cheat and ultimately get him into all this trouble. Our number here on the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. It's a sick and twist. What do you want?
Mr. Henry, I have more girls after me than flies on a caribou's ass, so you can put that in your pipe and smoke it too.
One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The last gasp before the death of radio. The Phil Henry Show is back.
The voice of R.C. Collins was actually performed by Phil Henry, the people calling, real, unprompted, unpaid people who believed R.C. to be a real person, saying that Kobe Bryant, most of the fans forgive him for cheating on his wife because the wife stayed at home with, quote, that stupid, stupid baby. And R.C. has a stepsister, a little baby infant stepsister, whose head he puts in barbecue tongs. He also said he'd like to put his stepsister into a washing machine and put it on spin cycle. Thank you very much, RC. That was very nice.
Glad you enjoyed it.
All right. Now, it's time for a flashback, but first I want to tell you about a very exciting thing that'll be coming your way here on the Phil Henry Show. You know, the end of the year is kind of fun. We do our top 100 news stories of the year. We feature segments of interviews from those stories, interviews, characters, you know, made-up voices, whatever the hell you want to call it. And, of course, that we will do at the end of the year. We also now have another new feature we're very excited to tell you about, and it will be broadcast live from the Kodak Theater in Hollywood, the site of the Academy Awards. That's right, the first annual Phil Henry Show Dumbass of the Year Awards. We will be giving out a variety of dumbasses to people in 10 different categories. First, there will be the Dumbass of the Year Award in sports, the Dumbass of the Year Award African-American Division, Dumbass of the Year Award Caucasian Division, Dumbass of the Year Politics, Dumbass of the Year Movie Star Division, Dumbass of the Year Television Star Division, the Music Division, Dumbass of the Year Male and Female, Dumbass of the Year Youth, and then the overall reigning champion, Dumbass of the Year, will be the final presentation of our show on December the 23rd, tentatively scheduled 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific, live from the Kodak Theater. Some of the presenters, we are trying to get Margaret Gray. I don't know if we can do it. Her agent has not returned my phone calls. We are also going to try to get Steve Bozell, but apparently he's in counseling, doing some therapies on a weekend retreat. We're trying to also get Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, but he may be opening another restaurant that weekend. Also, Don Berman of Channel 19 News may be able to make it if the palimony trial that the paternity suit he's been hit with, isn't in court that day. So anyway, look forward to it. We are excited about it. The Phil Henry Show's first annual Dumbass of the Year Awards, December 23rd, right here on these stations. Also, our Best of 2003 CD is coming out, The Death of Talk Radio, available for pre-order now. Please go to www.philhenryshow.com. News very shortly of a personal appearance. Do some signings, meet you guys. Haven't seen you guys in like 2 years, and I don't know, maybe you don't want to see me, but I'd like to see you. And we do have the cool CD to sell. It's a double CD. All right, from our show yesterday, Steve Bozell was on. Steven Bozell is a construction contractor from Corona, California, who hired his own daughter to dance at a bachelor party. His own 16-year-old daughter to dance at a bachelor party because he wanted to keep it clean and family-like. He told her to only wear a one-piece. She wore a two-piece. She was fondled, and he says it's her fault.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
I want to make a comment to the gentleman.
Yes, sir.
You asked your daughter to dance for you. Please don't do that on my cell phone. You asked your daughter to dance for you.
No.
But you asked her to dance jazz and classical and whatnot.
Yes,
is that correct?
That is correct, sir. But not for me. That's going to be for my nephew.
Wait a minute. Why would you ask her to wear a bathing suit to dance jazz and classical?
Because if you know anything about jazz dance, that's how they do it.
Jazz dancers wear a one-piece with leotards.
That's exactly right. That's exactly correct. I didn't ask her to wear a two-piece. I said you were a one-piece.
Okay, well,
I didn't say go over there and get felled up by Brian Husgrove either.
You're mentioning names that I could get sued.
I'm sorry?
You're mentioning people's names that I could get sued.
For what?
You're saying this guy felt your daughter up. Brian Husgrove. Who the hell is he? I don't know.
Both of you guys are full of crap. If you knew he felt your daughter up and you haven't called the cops, that's child molestation, brother.
Wait a second. Isn't it reasonable for him to expect that at a bachelor party? Because women always come in with their foul ideas.
That doesn't matter, brother. Does not matter. She is 16 years old, and he put her hands on her.
That's right. You call the cops, and you have the guy put in jail, and then buy your daughter a decent, dance outfit. And
you know what strikes me as funny is why does this man know so much about jazz dance? Do you know jazz dance, sir?
Yes, I do.
Really?
As a matter of fact, I consider myself well versed as far as music and dance concerns.
All right, then you know the horror instinct is brought out by this.
That's a bunch of baloney.
What?
Okay,
you're
smoking way too much crack, brother. Way too much crack. You need to put the pipe down and think about what you've done.
Well,
okay, you've pimped your daughter out. And basically allowed this guy to molest her in front of several of your friends, okay? And whether it be at a bachelor party or not, she's 16 for one and should never have been asked to dance, okay? You pimp her.
Well, you're right about one thing that I have.
I'm right about both of them.
Well, I have.
Okay? You've got a child molester for a friend, and if you're protecting him, that makes you party to the child molestation. And as far as I'm concerned,
can I ask you something?
To deal with it,
you sound like an intelligent man, but let me ask you something and try to deny. We have compiled numerous recordings that brings out the horror. And listen to this one, please. This is a classic example.
What is this?
These are other songs that are played. This is what these strippers dance to and all the women that, break out the whipped cream.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that this song is played at a bachelor party you go to?
Well, of course. Isn't it the ones you go to?
Not lately, no.
You're spending way too much time by yourself, youngin'. Way too much time.
Way too much time by myself?
If you honestly think that playing music would bring out, quote, a whore instinct in women, then you have a very sick, twisted sense about women. Okay?
I'll tell you what, sir.
Very
women...
sick and twisted.
Women hear this, and their legs are like flapping wings.
I don't think so. I'll have you know me and my wife grew up watching the Pink Panther, and at no point in our 11 or 12 years of marriage almost has she ever heard any one of those songs and dropped her underwear.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you think Pink Panther stands for? Yeah, it's, now you start to put two and two together.
Are you ready for this guy? How about this guy? What do we think Pink Panther stands for?
Oh, both of you can drop straight down to Hades.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
Yeah. What do you think Pink Panther stands for, man? So you see, if you play the Pink Panther theme, it'll bring out the whore instinct in most women. That's Steve Bozell, baby. And he's prominently featured on our Best of the Year 2003 CD as well. Oh, by the way, this is I don't know if I saw this before or not, but you know this website Snopes.com. Now Snopes is actually, we've linked it on our site because it's a great rumor debunking website, and it came into particular favor after 9/11 when people wanted to know, what is all this bull crap? Did the face of the devil actually come out in the smoke coming out of the World Trade Center? Was there really an airplane photograph from the roof of the thing before the FBI found the camera on the ground? And it's the stupidest, people got no life, man. They got nothing better to do than to, disseminate misinformation. And this is a website that is run by, I believe it's a husband and wife team, and they spend their time debunking this crap. So guess who made it onto Snopes.com? Steve Bozell. Somebody actually wanted to know whether a California man sued Secretary of Homeland Security Tom Ridge for emotional distress after duct taping his privates. And Snopes goes on to say, no, it is not true. No resident did. Steve Bozell is the creation of talk radio host Phil Hendry, whose stock and trade is inventing outrageous guests with whom he converses on his show. And one of his recurring characters is Steve Bozell, owner of B&B Construction, who regularly appears on Hendry's show to discuss his latest loony lawsuit. And, it was, the whole bit was about Steve going on and on about how he's going to sue Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge because Ridge said, get duct tape. And Steve thought, if we're going to be protecting things, we ought to be protecting our private area, because how are we going to repopulate the earth after the chemical war attacks and all the nuclear attacks? So Steve wrapped his thing and the other assorted items down there in duct tape like a complete dumbass. And then, when he had to peel it off, that's when he decided he's going to sue Ridge. So that's it. And it's nuts. Scott Peterson will put on a DNA expert. There's a single strand of hair. Could it be the smoking gun in the Lacey Peterson murder case? Mark Garagos may believe the hair is a key to the prosecutor's theory that Peterson killed his wife and dumped her body in San Francisco Bay. Prosecutors will try to prove the hair was Lacey Peterson's and end up in the boat after she was dead. So what about this hair? Where'd they find it? Garagos will offer an innocent explanation for the apparent incriminating hair analysts predict. He could have hugged her goodbye and the hair transferred to his clothes or something he was carrying. Where'd they find the hair? They found her hair in the boat, and my understanding is he didn't tell anybody that he purchased the boat. But that doesn't mean that he didn't tell her. It doesn't mean that he didn't tell her. One of the defense attorneys, they had the mother of Lacey Peterson on the stand, and she said it was very unusual. Scott didn't say anything about buying a boat, especially knowing that his stepfather is an avid fisherman and would have been interested in knowing about the purchase of the boat. And this guy Garagos comes back and says, so he didn't tell you about buying the boat. No, he did not. Does he tell you about every time he has a cleaning woman come in? Well, no, he doesn't. Does he tell you every time he has a gardener come over? No, he doesn't. Does he tell you? So Garagos blew that right out of the water. I mean, it was pretty good. He exploded that into 85 million little pieces. But this guy's going to go down for the count. There's no question. There's no question that however slick and good Mark Garagos is, he hitched his wagon to a rocket ship right nose first into the desert, baby. Garagos, this is the wrong case, baby. It ain't OJ, man. I know you were hoping to make Scott your OJ. It ain't going to happen. Number one, you ain't half the attorney Johnny Cochran is. That's number one. And you know it, and everybody else knows it. Number two, your boy is dumber than OJ. You understand? OJ is slick. smart, quick, had the real good team, has the whole thing getting... Your boy is a psychopath who's an idiot. I mean, he didn't cover up the evidence. I don't think O.J.'s a psychopath. I think O.J. was a homicidal maniac that night, but I don't think his whole life is like that. I think that this guy, Peterson, if they didn't get him after this one, he would have gone on and killed that other girl, Amber Fry. He would have killed her. She would have wound up in the bay, too. Don't even worry about it. You know that nice, beautiful head with the braces in that nude picture? They would have found a head with the braces still in her mouth. And that's it. Hey, get a backstage pass to get all of the great stuff in our comedy archives, including that last rant about headless women. $6.95 a month, www.philhenryshow.com, www.philhenryshow.com. You may even find the soundtrack to the Reagan movie in there. I'm only kidding. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.